Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
and God save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings and peace to you, our radio listening audience, and thank you for joining us again on this beautiful Sunday morning for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We, again, must apologize for the last two Sundays. We have not been with you. I had trouble with the computer, but everything's working fine with it now. And I hope and pray that this will not be an incident that will be that often. I really, really missed you. We really, really missed you. And we pray that you missed us so we can join again today and enjoy a beautiful and wonderful show by Imam Shahid Shabazz. I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion will be on, in order to get justice, you must have self-respect. As you know, recently, all over the United States of America, we, the African-American people of a country, have been witnessing police brutality and racial hatred more than ever before in the unjustified killings of our youth, males and females. This is a great injustice of humanity, which is a disregard for human life and also demonstrates racial profiling. All life is sacred, and only the creator of life has the right to take it away. Black lives matter, too. It is shameful to hear of any system of justice upholding such an evil act of humanity. There is a reason behind everything that happens, however. You can't solve a problem until you know its cause or root. Black or African American, before you can have justice, you must have self-respect. You must get back in tune with your Creator, Almighty Allah. You must respect your life and see its importance as well as you do other lives. In the beginning, Cain killed his brother Abel. How many of you brothers have you killed? Respect yourself. Respect your life. Then you will have justice. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience again. Are we ready to have a most beautiful, beautiful discussion today from our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum to my radio.
Busted. Because we really want to get to the root of why this police brutality and the inhumane treatment of African-American so-called black people is still going on after 500 years. First of all, I would like to say that you cannot, as a people, any people, know where you're going until you know where you come from. I say this to let you know that we must, as a people, study history, but not the history that we've been taught as a people by the white man for over 500 years. The history that we've been taught by the white man for over 500 years is nothing but fabricated lies. Even in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, they said that all white people said this. The government said all people were created equal. But we have never received equal treatment under the law of the United States of America since we've been here as a people. And this is what we must know. We must know and understand that the European or so-called white people in this country, the majority of them, and especially the government, they never intended for black or African-American people to come here by them as their slaves to be free. And I want you to understand, and go along, just bear patient with me today, please. Freedom. We're supposed to be free today, right? So we're supposed to be free from the colonialism, from the chattel slavery, a horrific slave treatment that our foreparents received 200 years ago and going on back to 500 years ago or 400 years ago, right? But we are still receiving horrific treatment by the so-called white man of America today in the 21st century when we were supposed to be free for now a little over 100 years. So what is freedom? Is freedom free for you to think just because you can sit on the bus with white people, you're free? You can marry a white woman, a white man. If you're black, you're free. You can eat in the same restaurant with them, sit at the same table with them, you're free. Well, people, you can see this for yourself. You don't have to even have no education. You can just use common sense and see that that's not true. You got more mixed racial marriages between black and whites than you ever had in this country. Yet, there's still no justice for black people. And you know, I want you to know that before you can have justice, look the world up for yourself. You have to have equality. There can be no justice without equality. Now, understand this. It ain't no accident. It ain't no conjecture guessing. We were created equal by our Creator. So therefore, being created equal by Allah, our Creator, that means that we all supposed to have one law and one justice. Now, in the United States, when they say justice, the white man, they don't mean justice, I mean, which carries equality. They mean just us. What do I mean by just us? They mean just us white people. This is our justice system. This is our law. We make the laws. We make the justice. And the justice ain't for niggas. The justice ain't for black people. The justice ain't for African Americans. The justice is for us. Another thing I want to bring to your attention is that you have to think, people. Our biggest problem as African Americans today, and it is a problem, it's a major problem, and if it's not solved soon, most of the whole African-American race will be destroyed in wickedness and evil and sin, right along with the ungodly European and Jews that's trying to keep us in ignorance and darkness of who we really are, the great people that we were in Africa, that we are still today, and we'll only just wake up in our spirit, wake up in our minds, and stop being ignorant and following the false teachings of this white man in his white school, where we've been miseducated, and we don't have correct understanding of life, the purpose of life, or the reality of life, of who we are, and what our purpose is, our destination is, and where our roots started at. Most black people in America, they act like their roots started over in England. They think they came over here on the ships with Columbus, the Nympha, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, whatever you want to call them ships. They act like they came over here from Europe. Most black people today, Muslim, Christians, whatever you want to call yourself, if you're black or African-American, most black people accept to live in white America, not America for all people. And they even such hypocrites, they call it the United States of America, and I've never seen more division in any country in the world than in the United States of America. They're divided. Not only is black people divided, but even white people are divided. It used to be a thing where we could say back in the 60s, I was born in the 50s, in the 50s, the 60s, the early 70s, and on back. You had black people working together. You had black people respecting each other. And the white man was respecting us too. You know why? Because we were self-sufficient. We realized that they hated us. They were our enemies. And they were segregating us, saying that y'all niggas, y'all like animals. Y'all got y'all water fountain. Y'all are pollute our water fountain if y'all niggas drink out of us because you're polluted, you're nasty, you're dirty, you're like animals. And they treated us like animals. And so, today, you're supposed to be free. And they supposed to be done accepted you. But no, that was never the plan. The plan was when the Black Panther Party existed, when the Nation of Islam existed under the honorable Elijah Muhammad, when Marcus Garvey existed about at the turn of the century, and Marcus Garvey and Elijah Muhammad had established a nation of black people within this nation called the United States. We had our own businesses. We was doing international trading, national trading at home and abroad with our African brothers and sisters and other people too. So this is how people is maintained and sustained. They must understand that they cannot be divided among themselves. Slavery in the United States of America, the main tool of slavery was to divide us and conquer us. Now, what do I mean by that? We know, if you're intelligent, that the man is the leader of his race. If you destroy the man, you destroy the race. So the plan of the white man was to divide the black families. They took the children and the mother away from the father. And they raised the woman, taught the woman and the children the way they wanted to teach them, how to live according to their white, ungodly lifestyle. And they taught the man that he was nothing but a breeder to have children, more children to work for the slave master. And they taught him that he all he was an animal, a stud. That's why you got so many African-American men, they don't know how to treat the African-American woman because subconsciously the effects, the lingering carryover effects of slavery has reduced them to thinking with the lower part of their life, which is their private part, rather than with their mind. So slavery is not a physical system. Slavery is a mental system of knowledge that as long as it stays in place in the United States government, black people will never be free. So by slavery not really being physical, you can never free yourself as a people physically. The same way you were enslaved is the same way you got to come out of slavery. We was enslaved by miseducation, and in order to overcome slavery, we got to have the correct education today, and we got to have it fast because they are killing our children fast, and when they're killing our children, they are killing our future. Every race that got any good sense at all know that the children is the future. And we're the only race, the African-American people, who don't accept that concept. You hear African-American women cursing their little bit children, babies, like they're grown-ups. You know, just all kinds of bad, vulgar language. And I look, I say, man, I just shake my head, and I just pray for them. I say, man, I hope one day, even if I don't let it see it, that Allah, Almighty God Allah, will stop this and bless them to understand that that's exactly what the enemy wants them to do. Kill your own children. Save us from doing the job. Because we're trying to kill you fast, but y'all ain't dying fast enough. So y'all going to help us to kill off y'all, genocide y'all own race. With that said, I'm going to stop right there. That's just food for thought for right now. But I want other guests to come on, if they have any comments, to help me out here to help reach all the other people listening and those who are not listening, because perchance they'll pass it on. Peace be with you. This is Imam Abdul Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shabazz. We're off to a good start today, people, and getting to know ourselves and getting to understand what the reason is for all this corruption and conflict is happening today. We must know ourselves in order to come back together and unify as a people and take back in the right way that which has been taken from us in the wrong way. All right, I have many, many guests here today, and I believe the number that I saw twice, I mean saw first, excuse me, was a 240-35-37935 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Yes, now, I want you to understand that you don't have to speak. It's left up to you as to whether you would like to ask a question or make a comment. But if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, this is the time that you can do so. But 240-35-37935. I guess this person's not ready to make a comment right now. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us and enjoy the show at any time that you would like to have a moment to a word to say. We'll be glad to hear from you. Let's try another number here, which is 919-719-2047 number. Good morning.
Good morning. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, and how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, good morning, and thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Brother Shaheen, for bringing across a great wake-up message and, for us this morning. That was good and powerful message that you brought across to us this morning. I really appreciate you and your hard work and the things that you and your beautiful, lovely wife does to get a message across to, you know, us here in America and particularly try to reach our, as you say, our younger generation. Of course, I know that even my age, your age, Brother Shahi, a lot of us, I need just as much wake up as some of the younger generation. But just due to the fact that, as you're speaking about, our younger generation are just, they're killing us off. And the thing that I see and the thing that's so, that's even more hurting and devastating than that, being shot down, because I know a lot of times, you know, we will go through the justice system and we may not get complete justice. But the sad thing is the things that we do to ourselves, that is really sad. And because we are now, you know, when I particularly watch the media, you find that our young brothers out here, where they were going to jail, I would say a lot of times years ago when I was coming out, where you take an individual and a lot of times they would go to jail, maybe one at the time or even two. But now you find that these young brothers out here, man, are committing crimes six and seven of them doing the same crime. For instance, if they're breaking in, doing a breaking and entering, or if they are even rape and all these other crimes that's committed, you got more than one involved. You got five and six people involved at the same time. I was just reading a paper here in Durham last week where they arrested 17 people, you know, at pretty much one time. And the thing I'm saying is that I think what we have to realize is that these young folks in particular, what they have to realize, when it comes down to talking about freedom and mentioning freedom, freedom is not free. Freedom is free to do what you want to do, but it's not. You're not free to do. It's free to. Freedom sound like it's meant to be. So okay, you're free. Okay, you can do what you want to do now. You can go where you want to go. But freedom is not that. It's not to do what you want to do. You're not free to go out here and commit any kind of crime that you want to. You're not free to go out here and do what you want to: steal, kill, rape, and all that kind of stuff. Because if you do, then you're no longer going to be what you call free. You're going to be incarcerated, or you're going to be shot down, or you're going to be, you know, you're going to be something of that nature.
And so
we're not free to do whatever we want to do. You're not free to eat whatever you want to eat just because it's there. You're not free to sleep with whoever you want to sleep with just because it's there.
God.
You're not free to all that. That right there is will. You are assassinating, or you are playing Russian roulette with your own life when you do that. You know, we are supposed to be slaves. We are supposed to be slaves of Allah. We are supposed to be a slave to Allah. And the more that you are a slave to Allah, the more united you are really with the people, the more humble you are. You know, when you are a slave of Almighty Allah. So we look at that in the content of being somewhat a slave to our works and our community and our loved ones. Then you'll find out that you are not free to just do anything you want to do. You're not free to disrespect your woman. You're not free to disrespect your children. You're not free to disrespect your elders and all. You're not free for that. And a lot of times I think we get it mixed up, and nowadays I'm almost sure we got it mixed up, because these young kids now, they think they can cuss, they think they can smoke, they think they can have their pants down, they think they can do anything they want to in front of their mother, in front of their aunt, in front of elder people, and it's a damn shame that it's gotten that way, and, you know, it's just sad. I was in the market yesterday to get some fish, and across the TV screen comes where these young people had committed a crime, which a lot of the crimes are just stupid, because they commit crime now where out the gate they're getting 20 years. That's how bad the crimes be. It ain't like they went out and stole a bicycle, even went out and punched somebody in the face and took their money. Now they want to shoot somebody and kill them just to rob somebody, and the person might not have but $5 in their pocket. So you come out the gate with a 20-year crime. And so this lady, this elder lady, was sitting there waiting on her fish yesterday, and she just hung her head and just shook her head. And I looked over, and I knew why she did that, because she was looking at and hearing what had come over the TV screen. And I looked at her, and I said, yeah, it's a shame. It's really is a sad. And she just held her head, man, and almost as if to say that she might have shed some tears. I'm almost sure her eyes was wet, and I know her heart was broken, because even mine's were. But that's a shame, man, that we don't even understand what freedom is. I mean, in a country that's supposed to be, this is the country of the free, you know, and in a situation here where we have become been enslaved, our ancestors here, and have been, as they say, been freed. and we have got the definition of freedom completely twisted up and lost as a black people here in this country. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, my God.
Well, alaikum salam. Well, alaikum salam, Brother Larry. That was absolutely profound. I got a sister from Maryland, and she didn't come on, but she was just so, she was hollering in the background. She enjoyed your words and your word, the things you were saying. You were echoing her sentiments. And so I was saying earlier that no matter how I speak on the program, you and my wife, y'all speak as well, and y'all get the message across as well as Allah's blessed me to. And I'm so thankful to have you, Brother Larry, on this program. I miss not having you on. So please, every time you can come on with that profound wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of life and the reality of life that exists with us, in particular as African-American people in this country, the United States of America. Thank you.
Right.
And thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Larry, and he's bringing it to us. He's bringing it to us loud and clear, people. We are struggling, trying to reach those of you who lack understanding and knowledge and are searching and trying to find answers and trying to find which way to go. So we want to today help you and guide you and put you on the right road, the right direction, and search of struggling to establish the will of your Creator on earth. You've got to know who you are. You got to know whose you are. And you got to know that you have a purpose. You're not just here. It's not that mistake that you're on this earth. You were put here, but he put here for a purpose, and a very important purpose. And you should ask yourself each day, am I doing what my Creator has designed for me to do? Is this what he wants me to do? Is it pleasing him? All of this knowledge, all of these skills and abilities, even the ability to use my hands and my feet. Many people can't do that. The ability to see and to talk. What can I do with these blessings? They're blessings. How can I use them to help better myself and better humanity, better society for all to live a good life? That's the purpose. That's why we're here. And now, I want to go on and allow our guests to say a word or two, and we have another number here of 336-803-3945. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Crystal Johnson, Hawthorne, North Carolina.
We are glad to have you with us, and we want you to just make a comment and let us know what you think about the program, the word that you would like to give to the audience, anything you want to say, any question you would like to ask. Feel free to do so, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, I just feel like more kids nowadays just need to, they need to learn how to be leaders and not followers. If they learn how to do that, they'll be okay in the future.
That's right.
And I also say that if mothers, like young mothers nowadays, if they start back doing like our mothers did us, start taking their children to church and spending more time with them in the church than in the streets, they'll probably get a difference also.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister. That's beautiful. Yes, and we have a saying that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. That's very, very, that's a strong thing, a very important thing. Paradise lies at the foot of the mother. So the children, their conduct reflects the teachings of the mother. We know there are some who are rebellious and will go out and try to follow their peers because of how you teach and work with them, and they disappoint you. But most children, if they're brought up right, taught right, get the proper foundation from home, and what we are lacking today that our foreparents did have, our ancestors had, was that strong faith in the Creator, somebody
right,
who put us here. They believed in and somebody who's watching and guiding and directing us and has given us a way of life that is good if we follow those directions. See, we don't believe, many of us say we believe, but we don't show we believe. It's our actions that that's what counts, not what we say from our mouths. And our actions are showing, and the products that we produce, and that's our children.
Yes.
Yes, we have to look at suffering. We have to get suffering together. If we want justice and equality from others, we have to respect ourselves, do justice to ourselves, treat each other right. How can we complain about somebody else killing us up and we're killing ourselves up worse than what that person is? We're killing more about people up than they are. If they see us doing sex, they say, but you know, we don't respect ourselves as being of any importance. The life in us that we should be seeing, the good in us, the purpose for us being here, so they're going to go on and join in the killing. Well, they don't care about themselves. They're killing themselves up anyway. That's the message that many of ours are sending. It's not the majority, but it's enough to make a difference. And it's enough to send the wrong message out to society.
Yes, my sister,
I didn't mean to interrupt you. You can go ahead. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
This is Brother Shaheed. This is one of my customers, a beautiful young lady over in High Point, North Carolina. Her name is Crystal. Her and her mother's a pastor, and they treat me with respect, love, and kindness, and I treat them with love, respect, and kindness. They support me in the business, and this is her first time coming on. I was just with her yesterday and her beautiful daughter, and we were talking about this, something that I want to share just briefly with you all if I can. And that is that Malcolm X said, if you all are familiar with Malcolm X, he said this about 40-something years ago. He said, when white people discriminate against us in this country as black people, they don't say, well, I'm not going to discriminate against the black Christians. I'm just going to discriminate against the black Muslims. They don't say, I'm going to discriminate against the black Catholics, and I'm going to leave the Baptists alone. They lump us all together. So we got to stop as a people saying, well, if you ain't a Christian, black people, you're going to hell. You, if you're a Muslim, you got to stop saying, if you ain't a Christian, you're going to hell. See, my point is this. That's part of the plan of slavery and division. To have us thinking that we are different denominations, that we are different people. When we first came here from Africa over 500 years ago, this was one of the strongest things that kept the Africans together before the British disunited that whole continent of Africa like they brought us here and disunited us. We had a saying, and even we seen this back in the 50s when I was born, the 50s and the 60s and on back. It takes a village to raise one child.
That's true.
I used to believe, you see what I'm saying?
So
if your child leave home, I used to leave home, and I thought my mother didn't see me, right? But I had eyes all over the neighborhood that were watching me. And when I got home, my mother had the switches waiting for me and my brother, especially my sisters, but most of me and my brother, because the whole neighborhood was looking out for each other. The whole neighborhood. But now black people, like Brother Larry said to me the other day, and I know because I've almost got shot and stuff, just trying to correct other people, black children, that was disrespecting me. And I was trying to correct the child, not cursing them, just saying, you're wrong, son, you should respect your elder. They went back and told the mother and the father, and some of the fathers came back wanting to shoot me. And some of the mothers came out and cursed me out, called me everything but a child of God. So we got to stop this here divisiveness. Even in religion, you know, talking about your religion is wrong, my religion is wrong. No, the government is wrong. The government is the one that created religion. When we came from Africa as a people, we didn't even have a religion. We had what's called a way of life. Islam, Crystal, Islam is a way of life. I've shared that with you for over the years I've known you. When we talked yesterday or the day before with you and your beautiful daughter, I said we all admitted that what we got to go back to as black people is a personal relationship with our God. And where's our God? He ain't in the church. He ain't in the mosque. He's in you. We had a connection with God when we was in Africa, unlike any people in the world. We could look at the sun, and we knew God put that there, and we could communicate with God. We could look at the moon, the ocean, everything in creation we was in tune to when we was in Africa, undisturbed by evil white people and Jews, because we was a people of the earth. And when I say people of the earth, I mean we was a people that stayed connected to our roots. And what is our roots? God. We're very spiritual people. But when they brought us to the United States, them Europeans, they were jealous of the progress they seen our people making in Africa. We were king. We were queen. We built the pyramids. We started civilization. And they were jealous of us. So when they brought us here, and you know jealousy leads to envy and murder. They brought us here through jealousy. The white man, they was envious of us, jealous of us, the progress we was making in Africa. And so therefore, they said we're going to take everything they had that was good, and we're going to get them all our bad, and we're going to take their good from them. So they used reverse psychology to strip us of all of the good knowledge that made us a great people in Africa and gave us all of the bad knowledge they got when they was walking around over in the caves in Europe 500 years ago. These same white people in America, so-called running this country or destroying this country, I should say. So we need to learn our history so we can come back to who we were before we were made slaves. Don't start with America. And I want to suggest to you all, Crystal, you and your daughter, please look up the Hidden Color DVDs. One, it's called Hidden Colors 1, Hidden Colors 2, and 3. They got the most powerful knowledge on there to wake you up to what's really going on with black people in America and been going on with us ever since we've been here, to wake us up. That includes all you Muslims too, African Americans. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum.
We have another guest speaker. I want to try to get to everyone, to give everyone who wants to comment or ask a question. We want to give you a chance to do so. So I see another number here that's been here for a while with us, and that's 202-749-7206. To give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all. Could you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, this is Rashida. I would say Thelma, because, you know, in different case, my name written a lot is Thelma Davis. And also as Rashida Shabazz. I did want to indicate that because being that the talk show is so open, I have begun to, you know, learned a lot of people, and they've learned me by Thelma Davis, maybe. And along with going, dealing with, before I was introduced to Islam, or I would say, I want to say the more truth of knowing God. Because, you know, I'm thinking back how when I started, you know, when I, you know, had to seek for God myself beyond. Even though sometimes talk is good, but as today, how things have gotten, who has time to read? And then those that's reading, what is their purpose? When they get the knowledge, it don't show in love. It show them wanting money for to do this and for to do that. They overlook the little one, maybe, right there when they got feel like they got a heart that they want to save the world. Well, for real, sometimes we have to check ourselves, realize Allah, God Almighty, is in control. It's a blessing. Everything happened is because of His doing. We have to be real, real careful. That's why the problem is, some of it, I think, especially not only with the young kids, we grateful to still be here of age over 50. Some much, much younger, but God Allah knows best what I mean. And some, you know, with even sometimes how we speak of Christians, I'll say, you know, I'm real touchy with it. And the reason is because we're not the judge. God don't go by labels. He know best who is who. Allah say they Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Allah say they Christians. Allahu Akbar. God is greater. And we
That's
have
right.
To We have to know that ourselves to keep us alive. Because
right.
you don't get no support. You don't get the support you really, really, really. God will test you. And believe you me, if you want him to come to you and go through you, be ready. Be ready.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, when I first came on, I like to write a lot. First of all, you know, I'm human and I like to keep it real because God knows what it is. And Shaheed, I have a son by him. What is that?
Oh, God.
Lost some muscle control.
He
over top of this, whatever. You hear me? But Allahu Akbar. And I hadn't been able to talk with them. Last I talked with him, he hung up a phone on me. But I thank God you don't have to have a phone to get in touch with Allah. See, so that's what helped me out. Not to concentrate on him and his wife and this and that and Muslim.
We want to thank you very, very much, sister, for joining us today. And what you said was beautiful. It's true. We have to realize that we are all one family and one humanity. Excuse me. I didn't interrupt you. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. But we do have other guests on the line. We're trying to give everybody a chance. We'll get back with you. And we want to thank you very much for your comments, because that is right. And what we have, we're one human family. We have to recognize that and respect that, because we are not the judge. It is Allah God who is the judge, the creator of us all. And he's judging us all. And we thank you for your time with us on this show today. And the words that you gave, the words that you gave are words that will be our truth. We have to learn to put aside all differences. Our Creator wants us to know that even if someone does something wrong to us, do good to them. See the wrong as the good and bring about the good. Bring out them the good in them and not try to dwell on that wrong. This is what keeps us divided and fighting. This is the way the Shaitan wants us to be. He wants us to keep the good and the peace with one another. And you're right. We don't judge our brother and sister. We try to call them back to the right if they've gone wrong. We try to call them back to the right. We do have another person on the line that I would like to get to. That's at 203-331-6506. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Marianne calling from California.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, my sister. You're a long way.
I like listening to the spiritual channels, and I do like hearing other people's viewpoints. And I appreciate your guests being so passionate about their beliefs. And, you know, while I can agree on one hand, I disagree on the other hand. And ultimately, I'm with you. I think we have to be compassionate. And I just wanted to maybe say that the previous guest was talking about his experiences, I guess, with discrimination with white people. And I guess, you know, it's funny, but being a white person, I don't have any feelings of racism, you know, like that. And I myself am treated so badly by people in general sometimes, you know, and I'm beginning to think that maybe there's just two types of people. There are people who are loving and supportive and godlike, and there are people who are the devil, you know? And it's like, maybe I like to align myself with those people who are kind and accepting, and they don't try to attack me. But you can't help it. The world is full of people who think that they need to be better than you, that they need to step on you to get ahead. And it's not just white people, but it's, I'm just thinking that it's just these two types of people. And in terms of, like, Muslims versus Christian blacks and stuff, I don't even think that that's as much of an issue as just the ideas and attitudes. But I think sometimes when somebody comes at you in an angry way, and, you know, I don't mind anger. If you're passionate and you need to speak your mind and you're angry, you know, I'll give you many benefits of the doubt because you're passionate and you obviously have an experience that has shaped your thinking. And I have experiences that have shaped my thinking. And I want to hear, I want to understand what you're saying beneath the anger. So I'm okay with all of that. But, you know, I don't know. It's like, especially with the Muslims right now, it's just that it's sensitive because it's not necessarily Muslim as a religion, but ISIS. And we have a no border type country. We just like falling asleep at the wheel here, and we don't know how to control things and protect our people in general. So I just want to say that I don't think it's necessarily, you know, like Muslim the religion, but the bad guys again, the ISIS people who are trying to hurt us. And that's all I wanted to say. But I would like to foster love and acceptance. And just keep in mind that no matter which way you cut it, there are going to be people on the other side of the fence who will under no circumstances want to agree with you, want to help you. And then there are all those people who do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Go ahead on. What did you say, sister? Did you want to say anything else?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you for letting me speak.
Oh, well, thank Almighty God for blessing us to be blessed with this program where everybody that wants to can come on and express their views about life because I remember years ago this group called Stylistics. They wrote a song called People Makes the World Go Round. And I agree with you 100%. It is people that make the world go round, and you are right. There are only two forces in the life of any people. We're not teaching racism on here. We are just simply trying to bring out a problem that's been currently going on with the justice system of this country, the United States of America. But today, like you're saying, more than ever, even in the United States, it's not a racial problem we're dealing with today as much as it is a problem of the attitudes of rich people versus poor people today. We're dealing with now 99% of rich people. And anybody in the background, please let me finish before you say anything. Please, I'd appreciate that because that's disrespect when you talk. If others are talking, I'm going to give everybody a chance to talk. I'm going to listen at you. I'm going to respect you. And I ask you to do the same thing for everybody that's speaking. Because if you're talking while the show is going on, we're going to hear that. And I just want to agree with the sister in California. And thank you for coming on. I don't think we've had a guest from California yet. So I'm very delighted and inspired that you came on. And I hope you come on again. And you are right. The human being basically is the same. We were created by Almighty God with a good nature, everybody. We went wrong as human beings. First of all, we had a mother and father called Adam and Eve, and they had two children, one called Abel and one called Cain. And when people started going against each other was when Cain killed Abel. He killed his brother, and he killed his brother out of jealousy. And he killed him out of jealousy because he had his mother and father, they were godly, and they wanted to raise their children godly. And so, therefore, they taught them right. They taught them by the word of Almighty God. But one child rebelled. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do, and this was Cain. Abel was an obedient child. And so the mother and father, naturally, they loved both of their children, but they gave more attention to the one that was trying to do right. because they knew he would be a leader and he could help other people later on in life. But they knew that the one named Cain, if he kept on in his mischief, evil ways, he would be bringing destruction to the world. And those were our two foreparents. And so you got some of us that have adopted the ways of evil and some of us that have adopted the ways of good. But it's our personal choice. So, you know, like it was said earlier, too, and I want to speak from our book, The Holy Quran, as my wife, the co-host, said, you know, we should not, even if we're on the radio program or in front of each other face-to-face, if we got problems with each other, I said this to Brother Larry earlier, one of our speakers, we should not condemn each other, want to kill each other, curse each other. You don't solve a problem by creating other problems. Two wrongs don't make a right. You solve a problem by getting to the root of the problem and communicating, and first of all, being God conscious and know that God created us as nations and tribes of people to love each other, to understand and get along with each other, and not to despise and to hate each other. And you say the best among us is the one that's the most God-conscious, God-fearing. That is, fear to go against God's will. Fear to mistreat your brother. And your brother, meaning white people, black people, all people, we're brothers and sisters under one God, and we even have one set of parents, Adam and Eve. So I agree with you, sister from California. It's beautiful. This is not a racist program. This is a spiritual program to try to bring all the souls together as one.
Yes. Can I tell you a little story?
Yes, please.
Okay, and you know, because it just this is like a little peeve of mine. I'm older. I'm a little older, and the world has come a long way, and especially in terms of language and how we talk about people. Well, you know, this whole thing with being politically correct, and these young people throw out the word racist right and left. Oh, that's racist. That's racist. That's racist. Well, let me tell you the story. So I wrote a little screenplay. It was based on Rapunzel, okay? And it's meant for children. In fact, it was meant for like a cartoon. But we put it on at work, and I got like 11 people, and it's just a cute, stupid, you know, like a SpongeBob stupid play, just like for middle school kids. It's supposed to be funny. You know, it's funny. It's stupid, childish funny. And it was done at Halloween time, you know, with the Rapunzel and the witch and everything. It was a good time. And one of the guys in the play was Rapunzel's lover. He was a man, okay, because I couldn't get anybody else. He happened to be an Indian, you know, like from India. An Indian man, and he wore this long braided Rastafarian wig because it was Halloween. And that was good because he was supposed to be a woman. He was supposed to be Rapunzel's mother. And I gave him, like, my shawl and a sweater. And in the play, he was carrying the baby, Rapunzel, as a baby. And they were giving the baby to the witch, you know, in exchange for food. Okay, so, and this is a funny, funny thing. Well, when this guy showed up, it was a man who happened to be Indian, dressed up with a Rastafarian wig in women's clothes and acting the way he was a good actor. He's going, oh, my baby. And so at the last second, I wrote that in as a description. You know, I submitted my play to a contest to Hollywood. And I wrote as a description, it would be very funny if this Rapunzel's mother were actually an Indian male, India, dressed up with a Rastafarian wig with women's clothes. And you know what their commentary was on my funny little stupid child's display? That's racist. And what's so racist about an Indian wearing a Rastafarian wig? Which race are we talking about? What dressed up as a woman? You know, it's supposed to be cartoon-like. You see my point? It's like they throw this word out now, right and left. We are so censored. We can't even express a funny description, a thought. It has no bearing on racism. which is a very serious accusation, and I'm just appalled by that. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, I hope.
Thank you very much. The time is limited. We want to give everyone a chance, and we really appreciate you being on the show. And one thing I understood about this is, yes, there are people of different characters, of their hearts and souls. Not those who accept the right way and the truth, they are the ones who are the brothers to one another on earth. Then there's what we call the jinn, the people who go astray, who want to do evil, want to do wrong, to harm others, and disrespect others. These people are what we call the jinn people. So there's a war, and that's a war between good and evil. And it begins within the soul of man. You have to check yourself out and work on yourself and make sure that your thoughts are right and that you are treating others as you would have them to treat you. Before you can judge, we're not to be judges at all. Before we can speak of the thoughts of others, we got to check that thought within ourselves and try to correct it and work together to help one another. Like we say, if someone is going astray, is going wrong, call them back to the right, you know, and remind them. So we want to really thank you, my sister, but I can't allow but so much time because we do have others who are on the show who would like to, who are guests too, and would like to have a word to say. So we want to give them a chance likewise. If we have a time, we'll get back to you. Right now, I'm going to call on 919-717-2047. Can you hear me? Are you still? Yes.
Yes,
we're about to
catch up
to Brother Larry at this point.
Yes,
do you have a comment that you would like to make?
Yes, I do. I want to follow up on a comment that was said earlier with the young lady that came on and mentioned the fact that we need to teach our young people and our children to be leaders rather than followers, and that is so true. And out there again, I mentioned earlier, and when in our comment, I could see that that's very much liking amongst us as men, I would say, adults and the society with our younger, more inexperienced brothers and sisters that are being incarcerated and being shot down and things of this nature. I don't think it's such a thing today about us having babies, more so than it is about us having crimes and per se trying to establish ourselves in the society with money and things that I think we need, we want to, in order to keep up in the world. And here's my point that I want to make, following up concerning her statement. We do need to teach our kids to be leaders rather than followers. And because the reason I say so, and two, is because there are so many of our young people now that are going to jail in groups with the same crime. Like I say, you may have six. It's always more than one. And for the most part now, it's more than two. You got four, five, six people going to jail for the same crime. So, for instance, if I'm going to rob a bank even or a convenience store, I don't need five other people to go with me to rob a convenience store. So if you got five people with you going to rob a convenience store, then somebody there is following. So these kids, these people, the four other people, I would say, are following. You know, because so now you got a group of young people that's going to jail because they were following. They definitely were leaders. So we have to teach and tell our young people to be a leader, to not follow people, to not just go do anything that somebody else idea. They think it's okay, let's go do this crime right here, and we all jump in the car and we go on to commit the same crime that all these other people, the rest of the group is doing. So we need to teach our kids to be leaders other than followers. To try to keep some of them from so everybody don't be going to jail on the same old stupid crime.
And I'm gonna make a statement. It's something that happened in my area here. They had a group of young black guys. I think it was about four or five, maybe six of them, that went out to rob a wealthy house out in a little town in the Shaheed know about it called Cary, which is a pretty much a wealthy upscale neighborhood. And the it was, like I said, about four or five young black brothers, and one of the brothers that was, and how they caught up with them, one of the brothers was out within the group, had a tracking device on. He wasn't even supposed to be away from the area of his, where he lived at, because if you got a tracking device on, they will know where you are because you're out of the range of where you're supposed to be. So how stupid, how ignorant is that? And that tells you right there that this kid, he ain't nothing but a follower. He has no sense of leadership. He has no sense of doing what he's supposed to do. He's just doing because he just want to be in the crowd. He just want to follow. So now you got, instead of you got one brother, one young brother going to jail, now you got four or five other brothers going to jail just because they are followers. So we need to address that issue. As the young lady said earlier, that we need to teach our young people to be leaders rather than followers. And a lot of times you just tell them, and once you plant that seed, Brother Shaheed, as you always say, once you plant that seed, then you could pretty much leave it alone because you've done your part. You planted your seed. So I would encourage that we do that for our young brothers, because it's a shame that we are so far falling down now, like I say, and drove rather than one and two at a time. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. And thank you very much, Brother Larry, for those beautiful comments. This is something I want to say to the lady in California.
I don't want to be opposed.
Just one moment, please, please. If anyone is on the phone, let me speak at this time, please, the host. I want to say something that's very important that everybody needs to hear. Okay, so this is what I want to say. First of all, life is created by the Creator in goodness. Life is created, Allah, the Creator, said He created all life with the nature of good, His goodness in all of us. So by nature, we are all good. I do want to say this to the lady in California. We as people must understand that we are under the dictates and the rulership of our Creator. No matter whether we do good or evil, He still controls your limitations on how much good you can do and evil. He don't limit you when you do good, like Brother Larry said, and I want to say this about freedom. Freedom is in moral goodness. When you start doing wrong, you cut your freedom off. So Almighty God say this too to the lady in California. He says that when the man that He created, put on the woman's dress, that man is cursed. And He said when the woman put on the man's dress, that woman is cursed. Because He didn't create, God don't make no mistakes, Allah. He didn't create a female and made a mistake, and that's supposed to have been a male. No, we got to stop this stuff following the United States government, following our own opinions of what we think, and learn to understand in the Holy Quran, the final revelation of Almighty God for all people. Almighty God, Allah says, whose word can be truer than mine? So none of us on this program word can be truer than our Creator. The devil's word ain't truer than Almighty God. So we have to learn to understand that the only way we're going to straighten out to our world, we got to begin with ourselves and getting our own hearts and minds cleansed of thinking that we can do what we want to do. And you cannot raise your children right if you ain't living right. My mother, even though I didn't have a father, my mother was living right. That was a godly woman. She talked to God so much that me and my brothers and sisters used to hear her talking in the room. We was wondering, who she talking to? And we would go knock on the door. We know nobody in the house. But we were children. We didn't know. And we went and knocked on the door, each of us, and said, Mama, who you talking to? She said, I'm talking to God. So that's true. And then my mother didn't force us to go to church, even though I was raised in the South as a Southern Baptist Christian. My mother didn't force religion, Christianity on us. She told us, she said, God is everywhere. She said, you can worship God wherever you are. She said, don't forget God no matter where you at. And if you don't forget God, he won't forget you no matter what you go through in life. So this is the type of teaching we have to start teaching our children. Moral values. And like the co-host said, we have to teach them, you got a God. There's a power over all men and over all things in creation, and you are accountable to that, not that, but the power of God, and even though you don't see God. He sees you because he's a spirit, and you ain't getting away with nothing that you do wrong. So, you know, we as adults in the black race and in all races, but I'm speaking specifically now to the African-American people because our people got a special mission here, and I want to say this to the lady in California and all over the world listening. We as African-American people got a special mission that God allowed us to be brought here and put in slavery for. God has always chose a people and raised them up to bring the world back to good sense and God consciousness. If you study history, he gave the Jews a chance. He gave the Christians a chance. He then gave the Muslims a chance. And now he's given the African-American people that's sincere among us an opportunity to be leaders in faith. And you ain't got to be a Muslim. You ain't got to be a Christian. You just got to be a good-hearted, pure-hearted African-American who ain't out here wanting to hurt one another, keep each other down, argue with each other, condemn each other because you don't agree on the same thing. You can disagree to agree. And that's what you call God consciousness. God don't agree on everything we do, most of what we do as human beings. But do he condemn us? So Almighty God said, just like he extends his mercy to us, we have to extend his mercy and compassion to one another and not be judging one another, condemning one another, but encouraging one another in his goodness and his righteousness. But it starts at home. Because even though my mother couldn't be a man, she taught me how to be a good human being. And even though I went astray and done a lot of crazy things in my life, I remember what my mother taught me, the moral and godly values, and that's what caused me to come back to my good senses when I was about 19, and I've been back in my godly senses ever since. So I just want to give another host an opportunity because the show is about to conclude to come on and give a comment. And then we'll get ready to conclude the program. But it's been a beautiful program, and we can always disagree to agree. It's all right. Peace.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to thank all of you, our beautiful guests, for joining us, and we would like to try to give each of you a chance who wants to express yourself, have something to say, a comment, or ask a question. You just push that number one button. Those of you in the audience who haven't said anything at this time, I would like to say something, give a comment, or make a comment, just push the number one button on your phone. You will light up, and we will be glad to have you receive your feedback. That's what it's all about. It's not Imam Shahid Shabazz's show. It's not. This is the show. It is your show, our show, a family show. And again, I have another guest who I would like to give a chance, and that number is I think we just hung up. It's a 3336 number, but we do have a 203. That's the one I believe we just called. I'm trying to make sure that I'm giving. 3369728859. Let's see if that person has a comment. We want to give everyone a chance it shows up. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Good morning to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you with us, brother. I was waiting on
yes.
you to come on. Go ahead
I
on, brother.
I came on earlier, but I couldn't get through. Yes, sir. I didn't want to say one of the things you mentioned. Somebody was talking about how so many, like we go to jails in groups.
Yes, sir.
And the reason we do that is that because we got our young people want to be a part of something. And sometimes the mind will let you be a part of a negative group, just like a positive group. Then all we have to do is guide them back to a positive group, and that won't happen. And since I've been in prison for 20 years, and the reason they convict so many of us because that conspiracy law just tie everybody into it. And once they tie you into it, that's it. They send a lot of people to prison. Yes, that's
sir.
One of the main problems. What we have to do, Brother Shahid, is I think if they understood the restricted law, you see a decrease in how many of our young brothers go to prison, but they don't have no boundaries, so they just keep doing stuff to make $20 here, $200 here. And I talked to some young people a couple of weeks ago, and they told me they're hustlers, and they told me that if they can make $300 a week, they wouldn't be hustling. And so somebody had to create no job for a lot of young African Americans, so they do what they have to do, they say.
Yes, sir. And Brother Johnny, you know, I was talking to you earlier, and I'm going to make this brief, and I was saying a lot of people might not like him, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I love him. You know, he
That's
created
right.
a whole nation within a nation. He taught us how to do for self. He taught us how to create jobs for ourselves. He taught us how to build our communities back up after our communities have been destroyed and torn down by racism. He taught us how to rebuild ourselves in my mind when our minds have been destroyed by racist teaching that taught us that all things black was bad and all things
yes, sir.
White was good. He restored our human dignity back to us so that we would be self-sufficient in every sense of the word. And the nation of Islam was self-sufficient. And we need to understand, like you said, that the system is already designed, the United States of America system is already designed to annihilate and genocide the black man and woman, but especially the black man.
Yes, sir.
And so they got low.
Another thing I think we need to start doing is that teaching our young people about personality is good. That's why they love Lil Wayne. That's why they love Michael Jackson. But principles sometimes is better. And since, like you just said, sometimes the principles of Elijah Muhammad were so powerful that we just get our brothers and sisters, young people and older people to understand what the principle was, I think they can we can help our community in a bigger way. But what we have to do, we're going to have to create a lot of jobs and stuff and come together in a unified way that we're going to build up that community and build up our young people.
You're absolutely right. And I would say in our conclusion that in order to do that, we first of all, as a people, we got to learn to love each other. We got to learn that if my brother's down, don't put your foot on him to keep him down. But one man said, a scholar in our race, I don't know who it was, it could have been W. Du Bois, Carter Gibson Woodson, but they said we should never look down on a person unless we're picking them up. Well, that right there wouldn't apply to us as a people. Right now, we've been programmed and we've been miseducated by whites to hate ourselves and to love white people. That, I mean, that's just a reality.
That's
and
right.
A
hey,
lot of
on.
The
I
things
what,
that I... Hold on, brother.
I don't know whether you heard yet, but we got marching orders that say today is that this is the last year we're going to participate as Democrats or Republicans or as Libertarians.
Yes, sir.
We're going to set up our own political party called the Truth Party. And we already started working on that.
Beautiful. I hadn't heard of that. Thank you for that information, man, because that is profound because, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the first one said it, he said whether you broke Republican or Democrat, he said this about 60 years ago, he said you're still in the doghouse because the Republicans ain't for you, the Democrats ain't for you, the independents ain't for you, the government itself ain't for you.
That's right.
So when the government ain't for you,
that
means you gotta be for yourself.
So we go out, let's go out trying to do something for ourselves because we need justice. We don't need all that racism and greed that them folks who don't like us giving us, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever. I think we need to make our own agenda. And I got to get back to the marsh right now.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Brother Johnny. Well,
right,
appreciate it. And please come back on.
All right, family. Walaikum
Salaam. Co-host, do we have anybody else?
I believe that is, let me see, there's another number. I believe we got this number, but we can try again, see if they have a word or two that they would like to say, comment on. I don't think they had anything earlier, but see now if they would like to give a comment. The number is 240-353-7935. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
I don't have any comment or questions at this time, but thank you for the information over the air.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sister Sadiqa, one of my most beloved spiritual sisters that I met even before I met my wife. In fact, she is the one that Allah, our Creator, used to introduce me to my wife. And I, at the time, I wasn't even searching for a wife. But see, it just shows you when you just strive to live a good life and do the right thing, not according to the way you think, but according to the divine laws of Almighty God, which is in your nature and in His revelation. Not by just the Bible or the Quran, but the revelation of God is in all creation. If you just have a godly conscience, a God conscience, you can read the signs of God in everything you do, because He's put in our nature the ability, intelligence, to be able to distinguish right from wrong. So everybody know right from wrong, and you don't have to be in no religion to know right from wrong. It's in your nature. Because when you do wrong, your heart bothers you, your conscience troubles you, and you don't have no peace until you stop doing wrong and start doing right again. And that's simple. That's not complicated. So I just want to thank all of you for coming on. And I would like to say to Sister Rashida Bartelma Shabazz that spoke earlier about me, I don't hold no hard feelings against you, sister. I have no ill will towards you. I pray and wish you nothing but the best. Yes, we have a son together, my only son. In fact, he called me three times the other day. I was so happy to hear from him, and he let me know that he himself was doing well and that he wanted to keep. But anyway, I just want everybody to know I have a beautiful son, and even though he's in prison, he himself is not in prison in his mind. He's not in prison in his soul, because he's in prison worshiping Almighty God Allah, and people in the prison, their staff and the inmates, they love him. They say they say the same thing they say about me. Shahid means the witness of God. They say he's a witness of God. That's what they're calling him in prison right now. So I have a beautiful son. And it ain't about our children, no way, because we don't own nothing. It's the fact that God entrusts our life and our children and everything to us, and He gonna hold us accountable on how we treat that trust. So, therefore, if you raise your children up right, God will reward you by you blessing you with some good children that go out here and help make the world better. And if you don't raise them right, God will allow you to have some devilish children that will come up, and they'll even destroy you and everybody else around you, their own mother and father. So raising our children right in the home with moral values, God consciousness, is the key to us saving our future. That goes for black, white, or whatever. You see, this is not a racist program. This is a human program. It's about saving the human spirit in the life of the human beings throughout the planet Earth. So I don't know. We don't have that much time. I want to give the co-host the program, and if we can conclude in prayer. Inshallah.
Yes, we do have a few more minutes left. We have about 10 more minutes, but I had wanted to make a comment at this point. We're speaking here on in order to have justice, we must have self-respect. And I wanted to comment on that and say that in order to have self-respect, we must learn to respect self first, then one another. What does that mean? To appreciate, treat each other good, work together in harmony with one another, show that we are one human family, that we are one creation, and begins within the home, within the family. We come together, and then we reach outside into our neighborhoods, into our community, and see if we can come together in the community to make it a better place to live. But the problem we have today is that we allow everyone from all over the world to come over to get the job, to build their neighborhoods, their communities, and to live good lives after our forefathers have built this whole society, in fact, the whole world practically, so that we might share in the comfort and enjoyment of this world that we're living in too. And we don't seem to get that picture. Now, at one time, we were doing fine. That was from the time of establishing like communities like Black Wall Streets that we did in Durham, North Carolina, Oklahoma. But we've also had mansions that have been established up. I'm thinking about Banneker, who also designed Washington, D.C. and the White House. And and a beautiful mansion that himself and Frederick Douglass's mansion now has become a historical site in Washington, D.C. These are just some of the those in history, but many, many of our people, most of Washington, D.C. at one time had black home owners, land owners. They owned most of Washington, D.C., or the African Americans. Now it's very few who can even afford to try to get a house that's almost what you'd call a shack and rebuild it into a decent place to live. That's what many of the others are doing. We have allowed people to come in to run us out in ways that are unbelievable in many different ways, robbed and taken the property and all, and left us to be shunned as the poor old man who don't want to do anything because we don't get enough money to live on with the jobs that they're allowing us to establish ourselves with. Then the property is so high with the little money we get, we can't afford to purchase anything of the property that we once owned ourselves that he took from us. So we have to see. The problem is now is knowing how to come back together and unify ourselves, not to fight a verbal war, not to fight a physical war, but to join the economic society by bringing our resources together like we did. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, again, I thank the brother for him because he did. He showed us how to build a nation. He showed us how our forefathers had built this nation, these nations, and how we are to continue with it, to carry it on. But we didn't get the message then. So once he passed on, that was the end of that. We have to have somebody watching over us and telling us every little thing for us to get the understanding that we must come together and do for self. We are the ones responsible for building our own nations. We are the ones responsible for having decent places to live. We can't expect respect from others. We can't expect justice from others until we give respect and do justice to ourselves. We have to understand that with what we're given, and we have never had as many millionaire African Americans as we have today. Many African Americans live in elite. But at that time, when our ancestors had money, poor parents, what they did was to come and join and bring the little guy up and have a home big enough to invite others in to live in. We have these big homes, sometimes 4 and 5 bedrooms with one person living in. That's ridiculous. And we hoard the money, buying every little fancy thing that's thrown before us, while the person who's selling that is making mark and laughing at us and calling us fools and ignorance and getting all the money back from us that they can get with their products, and we are showing off, thinking we have something when we have nothing but self-destruction. We must come and pool our resources like everyone else is coming over here. People from other countries, hey, come over, they get a little place to live. Everybody doesn't get as many in that place as they can to live together and work. And they support one another. And once the other person's got enough money to sit there, he moves on and builds him a place and brings someone in. This is how they have what they have. And then we get mad and save what they have when we have the opportunity, had the opportunity before them to have what they have and even more. It's up to us to do for self like others are doing for self. They're trying to get themselves state over here and situated. They don't have time to do for self and do for you, too. You've got to get that time to do for yourself and stop reaching out and begging somebody else for help and getting mad when they won't give you a few of their pennies they've earned. Like you get out there and build this society for others. Build it for, it's supposed to be for yourself, too, so they took it from you, so they stole it, so they did this and that to your parents. That was yesterday. Wake up. It's a new day. It's a new time. You have new knowledge. And your Creator, Almighty God, Allah, has blessed you with all kinds of talents and skills that you never had before. What are you doing with them? But talking about them, making a show off with your mouth. Come on, let's get together, people. Let's wake up, African Americans. Let's build this society for ourselves like others are building here. And then unite together as one and have a beautiful society for all to live in. That's the way it's done. All right, I'm going to give, I think we have a call still on from California. We'll see if she has a word. We have a few more minutes left, and we'll give her a chance before we hang up. Oh, yeah?
Oh, hi. Thanks for letting me come back on. I'm all for prosperity, and I'm all for taking care of everybody. I just wanted to let you know that I know you're from the South Carolina, I think.
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Well, the same to me. I'm from I'm from Connecticut, New York area, and I just wanted to let you know that I was a Democrat, I'm now a Republican, and I am following Trump. And there's I don't know what you all think about him, but I know it seems like the press is painting him out to be a racist. He is not a racist. He wants prosperity for everybody, and I just wanted
to
say that.
Who are you talking about? Who did you say? Who?
Oh, you're talking about Trump.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said Donald Trump. Well, I just want to say this because the program is about over. Basically, we are not into politics. We are not. The brother just said that after this year right here, after President Obama's out, as African-American people, we are coming together, and it's a consensus of us. We're not going to vote Republican, Democrat, Independent, none. We're going to vote for truth. I told my wife 5 years ago when President Obama come out of the office, out of the president's seat, and you ain't got to worry about no other president because Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, he's going to do what's called divine intervention. He's going to rearrange this whole government and this whole world after President Obama come out. And so I ain't concerned about Donald Trump, whether he raises or not. I ain't concerned about even President Obama, whether he raises or not, or anybody in politics. Politics ain't going to change the world. It's the word of Almighty God that's going to change the world, but it's got to first take change in your own heart. See, it's the people that's going to save this country and the world. It ain't politics. Politics ain't never saved no people. Politics, if you study history, has always oppressed the people, and it's doing the same thing today. So we ain't even concerned about politics on this program because politics ain't done black people in particular, and we say if we ain't racist, politics has been against black people in the United States ever since they brought us here over 500 years ago. I don't care whether it was President Lincoln. He was a racist. Most of all of them up there, the government and the government of the people and by the people and for the people, they are hypocrites, like Malcolm X said. They are government of the rich and the corrupt and for the rich and the corrupt. And Donald Trump is too, just since you added his name in there, and he's shown that through his record. Look at his man track record, like the co-host said. A person, what they say is one thing, but what they do and how they live is another. So we want to end with that on politics. This is not a political program. It's a spiritual program. So we want to keep politics out of it unless we're exposing the corruption of politics.
I know, but I want to make one point. I want just one point. And that is there's a lot of love on any website that is on the Trump campaign. There is so much love. There's love for people and hope. That's all I wanted to say. There's so much love there. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I hope that you understand that my the co-host was requesting something. Said, give you a chance. I gave you a chance to speak several times, but by me being the host, I must come back and put the final dressings on the cake. It's like I cook too, and I cook with love. My first recipe is love. I say, God bless this food to be good for me and those that eat it. And all the ingredients, my mother did that, is with love. So my comments is with love. They're strong, but it's strong the evil that's been done to not only black people but to all of humanity today. And you got to speak firm against that. So politics is not going to solve the issues of racism. Politics is not going to solve the issues of our economic conditions, and I'm talking about all poor people in this country and the world, not just America, the world. It is the word of God that always came through his humble servants, messengers, and prophets that brought the world back to justice and equality, and God don't change. We may change as people, but our Creator does not change. He repeats history with his goodness, his justice, his love, his goodness, and his divine moral law. And that's what's going to change things for us as a people and not just Donald Trump or politicians. And I ain't against all politicians. You got some good politicians. I believe that. But we ain't talking about some good politicians. We talking about good people, period, whether they are religion. I ain't got no religion. I meet good people all the time in the street because I do minister work in the street.
My apologies. We have about 5 seconds here now. Yes, we're off the air. Could you give us some a prayer? And we want to thank our guests for joining us today.
Okay, thank you very much. In the 5 seconds, it's got to be quick. We praise God. We thank him for this program. We thank him for all the people that came on with the good comments. We pray that he will bless our world to become a better world, beginning with us becoming better individuals by bringing God's spirit back in our life and his consciousness that he's everywhere, and you don't have to be in no religion to know him, but you have to know him within your own self and accept his will and give him your will. Amen. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you all.
Walaikum Asalaam. We would like to invite the speaker that just was called.
And if we could just embrace our
death. That's what the daughter was saying when they called her. I know me. I know my brother.
You know that soul has its own goal.
But that was beautiful that she came on and people are
searching.
And I wasn't convinced of her, but I had the strong reason to be a part of her. And I had the strong reason to be a part of her.
Right.
And I don't have no regrets. And I liked it when you did with her, but it was so
God has given something to them.